thank you for joining me. You're on RTRFM. I wanted to try and help the Australian audience understand who Black Pumas are. You guys have been nominated multiple times for many different Grammys in the rock category. But when I look around the web and so on, you're described as a psychedelic soul band. So how would you describe your first album, which is called Black Pumas, for someone that's never heard your music before?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Man, what a wonderful question. I think that Black Pumas really became who Black Pumas are on tour. And, you know, seeing the stages, the way that the stages would influence the playing of the music, our natural presentation was so much different from how the album sounded, being a psychedelic soul outfit, right? So I think that when we were first kind of being observed and, you know, described as a unit, it was based on how the album sounded.
You and Adrian, who make Black Pumas alongside your band, your history, your context of getting you to this point was around performing as buskers. When we think about the sound that comes from Black Pumas and the live element, I always connect that back to how this journey started. The real instrumentation and musicianship around the Black Pumas album, your first album, I think is still a part of your DNA.
Yes, most definitely. The first effort is very much a part of our DNA. The canvas that I was offered in the first place with some of what you hear in Black Moon Rising, Fire, Confines, Old Man.
Right.
These tracks without my vocals were what Adrian was sending me to, you know, challenge me to kind of elevate in a way that kind of put a song in place within the context of the instrumental that was. And I think that having played the music live, to experience how much of an influence the live show had on our disposition towards presentation, it put us in a different stratosphere of expression. It feels a little bit more collaborative. Adrian getting together with Jerron Marshall to make hip hop beats for fun over the span of a couple of weeks or so during the quarantine period.
Right.
And what became Mrs. Postman to right. Now, we present ourselves now, like Rock and Roll and Gemini Sun. Those were ideas that, you know, I had started on the road. And I think that to a degree, while it is a bit different from the first effort, Adrian was generous enough to envelop some of my production ideas to kind of do something like start from a place that might have felt fresh to him. In conclusion, some of those tracks like Gemini Sun, Rock and Roll, Ice Cream, we initiated these ideas at various stages of completion. And, the Ice Cream song, I might have finished maybe 85-90% to send to Adrian for that explosive guitar that you hear in the very end. And some of the production work therein, in the drums and, you know, coming out of the bridge. And then to us figuring out how to make some of like Rock and Roll make sense together as a unit. In the conclusion of that, I think that it took us a few sessions sitting together to make sure that we had something that we were both equally inspired by. So this time it just feels a little bit more collaborative, more fresh, more new. And I'm just thankful to be in such a place of growth.
Some of the songs you've referenced in that answer are from your new album, Chronicles of a Diamond. In closing, and thank you for your time again. What are you most proud of with Chronicles of a Diamond? And the final question is, when do you anticipate coming to Australia?
I'm most proud of the family that make up Black Pumas, from the musicians who take part in playing the music, to Adrian Quesada and myself, the creators that bring the music to the table, to then be interpreted by such talented individuals, and to management, to our label, who absolutely have had a level of belief in us from the very beginning, that in some ways, in different moments in time, exceeded our own expectations. Right. And so that's what I'm most proud of, and I'm most happy that some of these songs that I've had written over the last 10-12 years, like Angel, really get to see a grand full circle. And from where they come from, when I wrote them a long time ago, not knowing what was going to happen with, what I would be doing and who I would be eventually, to now blossoming into what is now perceived as a spokesman of culture mm-hmm. by way of music in this mm-hmm. industry. Yeah, I'm most proud of that. And as far as coming to Australia, I really hope that we get to come to Australia soon. Every time Australia is brought up, I get so excited about it. Anytime we have interviews with Australian media, I always, hope that we get to visit Australia very, very soon. So hopefully we can make that work out. I know we were supposed to go before, but I'll actually bring it up to management again, so I can really know what the deal is on that.
There's a lot of love for you out here, so you'll be received very warmly. I can assure you of that. But Eric, our time is up. I just want to thank you very much for taking the time. I could talk to you for ages, but I know you're busy, and I know we've got restricted time. Once again, thank you so much. I look forward to going back through the album and hopefully coming to see you guys live here in the Southern Hemisphere.
Cheers, man. Thank you so much, DJ Osric. We really appreciate it, mate.
Likewise. Good luck with the album. Congratulations.